Shalom Aleichem. Tonight's shiur is on the subject of tefillah b'sibur, or perhaps we should say tefillah ha'sibur, the tefillah of the sibur. And this distinction will become clearer from the things we're about to see. We shall begin by learning part of Perek Heth, Perek Shmini of Hilchot Tefillah of the Rambam. The Rambam apparently says certain things here in this Perek which people perhaps do not always take notice of, and therefore we're going to read several halachot and explain. Okay? The Rambam begins by saying Tefillat HaSibur Nishma'at Tamid. The tefillah of the Sibur is always heard by Hashem. Wafidu Hayubahen Hatta'im. Even if within that Sibur there are people who Hatta'im. Hatta'im means people who habitually transgress different Isurim in the Torah, but they still come to the Beit Knesset and they still daven, etc., but they do certain things that one should not do. Nevertheless, En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mo'es Tefilatan Shadavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not reject the Tefillah of the Rabbim. Lefichach, says the Rambam. Therefore, Sarich Adam Meshatef Asmo Im HaSibur. Therefore, a person should always do his best. Sarich Adam, the word Sarich Adam, this expression means Lechatchila. In other words, this is what one should Lechatchila do. One is required to join the Sibur for davening. Ulo Yitpe'al Yehidi, and one should not daven alone. Kol zeman sheyachol yitpareb l'sibur, as long as if there is the possibility of davening with the sibur. Ule'olam yashkim adam yariv levet ha'kneset, and a person should always get up early in the morning and go to the Beit Knesset, and in the evening go to the Beit Knesset for Arvit. She'en tefilato shel adam nishma'at bechol et Ela b'vet ha'kneset. Here the Rambam adds another piece of information, and that is that there's a special ma'ala, there's a special inyan to daven in the Beit Knesset. That's a good point. Did you hear? Shimon Yehuda's point?
I said there's no Tefillat HaTzibur Ba'erev, and he's talking about Tefillat HaTzibur. Mm-hmm. He says it's good to go in the morning and evening. In the evening we don't have Tefillat HaTzibur.
Well, Shimon Yehuda's point therefore is as follows. According to, as we discussed in the past, according to the Minhag of Bavel, there is no Hazarat HaShas at night, the Tefillat Arvit. According to the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael, there is, but according to the Minhag of Bavel, there is not. And the Rambam certainly goes by that Shita, that there is no Hazarat HaShas at night, as Rambam writes in Furash earlier in Hilchot Tefillah. So why does the Rambam say here, why should that a person should get up early and go to shul in the morning and in the evening, and make sure he goes in the evening as well? We arrive the Beit Knesset. She'en tefilato shel adam nishma'at bechol et ela beveta Knesset. So if we're talking about the inyan of tefilah b'sibur, you have the right place. If the Rambam is talking about tefillah b'sibur, then why? What is the purpose of going to the Beit Knesset in the evening? So one can answer this point, I think, in two ways. Either the Rambam here in this second sentence, where he says "La'olam yashkim adam yariv levet haKnesset," but there is also it's important to go to the Beit Knesset at night as well. She'en tefilato shel adam nishma'at bechol et ela bevet haKnesset. The Rambam here apparently is telling you that it's important to daven in the Beit Knesset bichlal. He's stressing the thing he's pointing out here is that it's important to daven she'en tefilato shel adam nishma'at bechol et ela bevet haKnesset. And the Beit Knesset is a special place, a place which is mi'u'ad and set aside for tefillah, and there's a special inyan to daven in the Beit Knesset, and therefore you should go there in the evening even if there is no tefillah hasibur. That's one possible explanation. The other possible explanation we'll get to in a few moments. V'chol mi sheyesh lo Beit HaKnesset be'iro v'eno nichnas letocha lehitpalel nikra shachen ra. He who has the Beit Knesset in his town, or nowadays we would say in his neighborhood, when on ichnas lefuchad itpalei, he doesn't go there to daven, nikra shachen ra, he's known, he's referred to as a shachen ra, as a bad neighbor. This is all based on explicit statements in the Gemara. That's halacha aleph. Halacha beth, the Rambam says now, umiswa larus lebeth haKnesset. And is a miswa to run to the Beit Knesset. Shneimar v'nedaa nirdefa l'daat et Adonai. That's a pasuk in Hosea, which means we shall run to know Hashem. Uchesheyasei Beit HaKnesset al yifsoa pesia gasa. When he leaves the Beit Knesset, he should not leave in a hurry, take great steps. Ela yelech ma'at ma'at. He should walk slowly with smaller steps. Not to indicate that he's not in a rush to leave. Uchashi kanes levet haKnesset, yikanes shi'ur shnei pesachim, ba'achar kach yitpalel. When a person enters the Beit Knesset, he shouldn't sit immediately next to the door, which might indicate that he's preparing for a quick getaway later on, and that he's really there, you know, only under duress. Rather, he should enter more, indicating that he's happy to be there. The kayem, to live up to what it says in the pasuk, lishmor mezuzot petahai. In other words, it's not a simple pshat perhaps of the pasuk, but the pasuk in Mishle, Perek Het, Perek Chetan Pasuk Lamed Aleph in Mishle says, "Asherei Adam Shomea Li." Happy is the man who listens or hears me or listens to me. Vishkov Al Daldothai, to come to my doors in the plural. Yom Yom, Lishmor Mezuzot Petahai. Chazal, these words Daldothai and Petahai are in the plural. So Chazal would Doresh that he should enter not just right next to the entrance, but walk in, as it were, two entrances. In other words, two spaces in. In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam adds another important piece of information, which is Beit HaMidrash Gadol MiBeit HaKnesset, that the Kedusha and the Mahalah of a Beth Midrash, a place where Torah is learned, is greater than that of a Beth Knesset. This is perhaps a little bit hard to understand for most people today, because today usually a Beth Midrash and a Beth Knesset are one and the same thing. In other words, a Beth Knesset is a place where Torah is learned, and where the Tzibur comes to daven. It happens all, it goes on in the same place. But in the time of Chazal it was not so. The Beth Midrash was a place where Talmidei Chachamim went to study Torah, and the Beth Knesset was a separate building, and usually a larger building, for the entire Tzibur to come and daven together. And learning was done at the Beth Midrash, and Tefillah was done at the Beth Knesset. That's why it says in the Gemara that which the Rambam is about to quote, "V'hachamim gedolim." It says this in the Gemara in Masechet Berachot, referring to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. "V'hachamim gedolim af al pi shayu lahem be'iram batei chnesiyot harbe." Even though there were many Batei Knesset in their city where they lived, "lo ayu mitpalim ela b'makom shayu osakim bo b'Torah." They used to make the point of davening dafka where they learned Torah, because there is an inyan of davening in the same place where you study Torah. "Uhu sheyitpalel sham tefilat hasibur." And that is on condition, according, says the Rambam, this is only the opinion of the Rambam, on this issue he's completely a da'at yahid, on top of which it's very difficult to understand how the Rambam could possibly hold this view. But the fact is, the Rambam says it's only preferable to daven in a Beth Midrash, in other words, where you study Torah, rather than daven in a Beth Knesset with a tzibur, where you have vaday tzibur. It's only mutar to do that if you have a tzibur, if you have a minyan in the Beth Midrash. But if it means you're going to have to daven be hiduth alone in the Beth Midrash, then no, then you should go to the Beth Knesset. What the Gemara seems to say is not so. What the Gemara seems to say is, even if there will not be a minyan in the Beth Midrash, it's preferable to daven for a Talmid Chachamim who spends a lot of time in the Beth Midrash, it's preferable to daven where he studies Torah, where his practice is, his custom is to study Torah in the same place to daven, rather than daven with a tzibur in the Beth Knesset, even if he's davening b'yechidut. Rambam doesn't hold this. The Rambam, even though most all the Rishonim explain it this way, which is something we'll discuss another time, but the Rambam says no, it's only on condition that you have Tefillat HaSibur in the Beth Midrash as well. So then you might ask, so what's the Chidush? What's the difference if there's a Minyan here and there's a Minyan there? So what's the Chidush of these Chachamim who did not daven in the Beth Knesset and insisted on davening in the Beth Midrash? The Chidush is that there is a special Inyan to daven in the Beth Midrash where you study Torah. And you could also add that the other Chidush is that even though there's a greater Tzibur in the Beth Knesset, there's more people, and there are few people in the Beth Midrash, it's more of a mitzvah nevertheless to daven in the Beth Midrash. Now, after all these statements, which actually are a kind of hakdama, a kind of preface to what the Rambam is about to tell us now, halachat daled. Now the Rambam tells us, v'chesad hi tefilat hasibur. What is tefilat hasibur? Because the Rambam began the perek with the words tefilat hasibur nishmat tamid. A tefilah of the sibur is always heard by Hashem. ואפילו היו בהם חטאים, אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מואס תפילתם של רבים. But the Rambam hasn't told us yet what tefilat hasibur is. What is tefilat hasibur? What exactly is this tefilah to which the Rambam refers? Now in Halachat Daled he tells us, וכיצד היא תפילת הסיבור? יהיה אחד מתפלל בקול רם והקול שומעים. Tefillat HaSibur is the following, says the Rambam, that one person says the tefillah aloud and everyone else listens. That's Tefillat HaSibur, and that is what we refer to by the term Hazrat HaShatz, or whatever other term people use, the Rambam refers to that as Tefilat HaSibur, the Tefilah of the Sibur. In other words, from this already you understand, if this is the definition of Tefilat HaSibur according to the Rambam, that when one person says the Tefilah, in other words, the Shliach Sibur, and everyone else in the Beit Knesset listens and answers Amen, of course, it is as if the entire Sibur is praying. That's the simple meaning or the implication certainly of the words Tefilat HaSibur, the Tefilah of the Sibur. In other words, everyone is davening, not just one person is davening, everyone is davening. And we'll go into this a little bit more later. The Rambam continues now in Halachad Dalet, Wa'en osim ken b'fahoth mi'asara gedolim uvne horin. One does not do this, in other words, one does not say Tefilat HaSibur, in other words, Hazrat HaShas, with less than a minyan of Jews who are b'nei horin, who are not avadim, avadim kna'anim, that's what's meant here. Ushliach Sibur ehad mehem, and even if a Shliach Sibur is one of those 10, you only need 10 altogether. Wa'afilu ayu mechsatan kevar hitpalalu, and even if some of the people in the Beit Knesset, let's say you have 10 people in the Beit Knesset, some of those people have already davened. Wa'asu yedeh chovathan, and they therefore have completed their chova. Mashlimim bahen asara. Wahu sheyu rov ha'asara shelo yitpalalu. You can make a minyan even with people to say the Chazat HaShas. You can make up a minyan to say Chazat HaShas, to say Tefilat HaSibur, even with people who have already davened. As long as wahu, as the Rambam says, sheyu rov ha'asara shelo yitpalalu. As long as the majority, 6, have not davened yet. Very good. Shimon Yehuda just asked a very, or just, you didn't really ask, but you said something which is very correct. What did you just say? Say it again,
Shimon. Everybody Yehuda already prayed.
That's right, everyone already prayed. In other words, what's bothering Shimon Yehuda is something that should bother everybody, any person who reads this halakha and the Rambam. What do you mean? You can make up a minyan to say Chazat HaShas even with people who were very davened, who everyone was ready to say their chova. When in a normal minyan, what happens? Say Kriyas Shema, you get to Shmonesre, everyone stands up and says Shmonesre Belachash, all 10 people, which means they've all prayed, they've all said the tefillah, and they're all you say their chova tefillah. No, Rambam says no. Rambam says that if that were the case, then the Rambam couldn't possibly say what he just says here in Halacha Dalet. He couldn't say afilu hayu miksathan kvarit palalu veyasuya dehovathan mashlimim bahem asara. Any person just davened, if we understand that any person just davened that tefillah belachash was yotzei dehova, then every time you have a minyan of 10 people, or it doesn't matter how many people, 100 people also, You now wish to say Chazat HaShatz, nachon, after the Tefillah Belachash you wish to say what the Rambam describes as Tefillat HaSibur. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone just davened. So how can you have a minyan? The Rambam says you can only have a minyan if a majority of the minyan lo yitpalalu. But everyone just davened, surely.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Okay.
Is that clear?
They didn't have Kavanah when they were davened. Does that count?
The person, first of all, it's like anything else. You're asking a reasonable question, so let's ask ourselves. You're saying, what if a person didn't have kavana? Well, the halakha is a person didn't have kavana. The different levels, shall we say, of not having kavana. But if a person davened without kavana, he has to daven again. That's the simple, straightforward thing. Rambam says in Perek Dalet, if you look in Perek Dalet, Perek Rivi'i v'chot tefillah. You see that? Perek Rivi'i, Halacha Aleph. Rambam says here, Hamisha Devarim Me'akvim Et HaTefillah Af Al Pi Shehigi Azamana. There are five things that are necessary in order to daven. Even though the time for davening has arrived, you still have to do these five things before you can daven. Tarat hayadayim, kisui ha'irwa, tarat mekol ha'tefila, udevarim ha'chov zimotho, v'chavanat ha'lev. The last one is the thing that we're referring to now. Kavanat ha'lev. What does that mean? The Rambam says later on in Halacha Tethwal. You see that? Kavanat ha'lev kesav. You see that? Kol tefila shena b'chavana ena tefila. A tefila which is said without kavana, it doesn't count. It's as if you didn't say tefila b'chlal. Ve'im hitpalel b'lo chavana, and if you did daven tefila without kavana, which means your mind was really not where your mouth was. So you were saying the words because you remember the words and it's easy to say them by heart, but you really weren't involved almost in what you were saying. אם יתפלל בלא חוונה, חוזר ומתפלל בחוונה. You have to daven again. And if a person knows that he's not going to have kavana to daven now, מסה דעתו משובשת וליבו טרוד, if a person is not in the frame of mind where he can have kavana right now, אסור לו להתפלל. עד שתתיישב דעתו, he's not allowed to daven until his state of mind is otherwise, so that he's able to have kavana. In other words, from here it's clear that tefillah is not some mechanical exercise where you have to stand up, you have to say these words, you have to walk backwards three steps, and once you've done these actions and your lips mumbled and your body shackled, then you've done the miswa of tefillah. That is not the miswa of tefillah. The miswa of tefillah is avodah shebalev, as the Rambam said at the beginning of Yichot Tefillah, etc. And that's really obvious. Everyone agrees to this. It's not just the opinion of the Rambam. So that your question, your comment, Aharon, are we talking here about a group of people who daven without kavana? The answer is no. If they daven without kavana, they won't yotzei bichlal. All right. And also, that wouldn't be a reasonable thing to read into the Rambam here, that we're talking about a case where people daven without kavana. Why would we assume such a thing? So let us return to the matter at hand. Perek Chet Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says, I read it again, it's very important to read this halacha, as I said before, to read it and to take it in. Many people, I think, read this perek in the Rambam and don't really chap, as they say in Yiddish, don't really grasp what he's saying. The Rambam says again, V'chesad hi tefilat ha-sibur. What is tefilat ha-sibur that I just told you earlier? Halacha Aleph is a very important, a very great thing. Yeah, had mitpalel b'kol ram v'hakol shom'im. What we call Hazrat Hashas. That's called Tefilat Hasibur. That one person says the Tefilah and everyone else listens and says Amen. Ve'en osin ken b'fachot mi'asara gedolim b'nei horin u'shlei Hasibur echad mehem. Wa'afilu hayu miksatan kevar hitpalelu. Even if some of the 10 or more people have already davened, you can make up a minyan with them on condition that the majority have not yet davened. Clearly, every person in the Beit Knesset, in the normal order of things, if you're talking about a normal minyan, you're not talking about the middle of a war or some other emergency situation where perhaps in a war situation soldiers were fighting and they had a 5-minute lull in the fighting or whatever, they were able to say Kiyas Shema and Shmone Esrei quickly by themselves, and later on in the day they were able to get together when there was the war was over or they were pulled back from the front, whatever happened. And now they can get together and say Tfilah b'sibur. You could say that we're talking about those situations, but we're not. In other words, the Rambam is not talking about unusual and emergency situations. The Rambam is talking about the normal way of things. In other words, when the example I just gave now of soldiers in combat or in some other kind of warlike or emergency situation, or other kinds of people in some emergency situation. The reason I mention that is because yes, it is possible to imagine a situation where people have davened Shmoneh Esrei alone, separately, not in the same place at the same time, and now they're getting together to say תפילה בסיבור, או תפילת הסיבור. You can't imagine such a thing. That's not what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam is talking about the normal way of a minyan, normal way of things, not an emergency situation. That's clear. So the question that we asked before is, how is it possible to say that you can only do this thing called Tefilat HaSibur, Chazarat HaShas, when you have a majority of people who have not yet davened? Shelo Yitpalalu, the Rambam says, everyone just davened. And even the example I just gave you, by the way, of some emergency situation where, let's say, you have 10 people, they all davened separately earlier because they weren't able to get together before, and now they're together, they all davened, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Now they've all davened. The Rambam just said, "Wuhu shiyarov ha'asara shelo Yitpalalu." So even then you couldn't have make a minyan for Chazarat HaShas, nahon? So what must we understand? We are forced to understand from this entire halakha of halakha dalad is actually a tremendous chidush, or at least a chidush with regards to what most people understand or imagine the concept of Tulad B'Sibur to be all about. Because we are forced to understand from this halakha dalad of the Rambam that the Rambam means to say that Tefilat HaSibur is what we call Chazarat HaShas, and on top of that he's telling you that there is a Hova, whenever that's possible obviously, there is a Hova to hear Chazarat HaShas, and that's what the Rambam means. It means a majority of the 10 who haven't yet heard Chazarat HaShas, that doesn't mean Shelo Yitpalalu, they haven't said the proper Tefillah yet. Shelo Yitpalalu Tefilat HaSibur. And this is further proof for what we said earlier, that when the Rambam says "V'chesad hi tefilat ha'sibur," at the beginning of Halakha Dalet, and the Rambam says "Yeh ahad mitpalel b'kol ram v'hakol shom'im," from this already we see, from the Rambam describing this reality of Chazarat HaShas as tefilat ha'sibur, we understand from this that everyone present is considered to be davening. That's why it's called Tefilat HaSibur. If that was not the case, then it wouldn't be Tefilat HaSibur, it would be Tefilat HaShliach Sibur. It would be the Tefilah of the Shliach Sibur. And if you claim that it's only for reasons of being Motzi, Mishenob Baki, to be Motzi Yedehovah, he who does not know how to daven by himself, then why would it be called Tefilat HaSibur? It's really just a way of saying Tefilah in public. It's not Tefilat HaSibur, then you would be justified perhaps calling it Tefilah B'Sibur. The Tefilah which is said by the Shliach Sibur B'Sibur, in a minyan, for what purpose? Lehosi mi sheino yodah litpalel, lehosi et mi sheino baki. If that were the case, if that were the only inyan of Tefilat HaSibur, what we call Chazarat HaShas, then it wouldn't make any sense to call it Tefilat HaSibur. It's not the Tzibur that's davening. It's one person, the Shliach Tzibur, davening. And he's being Motzi Yedehovah, those who don't know, and they're listening. And it happens to be done in a Tzibur-type situation. So you could call it Tefilah B'Sibur, which is, by the way, what most people say. Most people refer to davening in a shul as Tefilah B'Sibur. But the Rambam doesn't. The Rambam calls it Tefilat HaSibur. This distinction is not by chance, and it's not without meaning. It is deliberate. The Rambam calls it Tefilat HaSibur because the entire Sibur is davening, and the Rambam is telling you in Halakha Dalet more than that, that there is a Hova for every individual to hear Tefilat HaSibur, to be present in a minyan when there is a Shliach Sibur who says the Tefilah out loud and everyone listens and says Amen, and when you do so, you yourself are considered to be davening, and you'll say the chovah of Tefilat HaSibur. The individual tefillah that you said before is a separate inyan. That vaday you would say the chovah. You just did it, nachon? So it's done. What's there to do now? What you said balachash is one miswa or one inyan. The tefillah of the sibur is a second inyan, and that's what the Rambam means. That's clearly the only thing the Rambam could mean. From the second sentence, or the third sentence here in Halakha Dalet, you see that. When he says, "Afilu ayah hayu miksatam kvar itpalalu," even if some of them already davened, you can make up a minyan as long as the majority haven't davened. But obviously everyone davened if they're in the minyan together. Everyone just said, "Filab alahash." What the Rambam means to say is that the majority have not yet heard Chazarat HaShas. So even if you have 10 or 100 or 1,000 people who davened Shmoneh Esrei alone, right? They were yotzei lechovat tefillah belachash. They were not yotzei lechovat tefillat hatzibur, and therefore you can make a minyan now. Even it could be, as we said before, in an emergency situation or another kind of situation. I don't know, people are on vacation and they were different. They were camping in different areas and they got up at different times. And they each daven shacharit belachash alone. And later at 9 a.m. they got together in one central location, shall we say? And now you would have a minyan. In other words, now you would say not a minyan from the beginning of the tefillah. Now you would just say the tefillah, the Shmoneh Esrei, as tefillah hasibur. That would fit what the Rambam was saying, for example. That would be one example of how such a thing would work, where everyone davened tefillah belachash, but no one has yet heard tefillah hasibur. In other words, we see from here that there are two separate inyanim: tefillah belachash, which is an individual tefillah, which is done alone, and that can be done anywhere. There's a ma'alat to daven the Beis HaKnesset always, but that can be done anywhere. And there's a separate inyan, a separate miswa, to hear the tefillah of the sibur, and to be part of the tefillah of the sibur. Of course, that's the case when it's possible, when there is a minyan to go to, when there is a sibur that you can join. If you're in a place where there's no minyan, or because of your work or other activities you weren't able to get there, so you're anus and you can't go, so you don't do it. But and then you just daven the tefillah belachash. But there is clearly, from what the Rambam is telling us here, there is a separate inyan called tefillah hasibur, which has nothing to do with the tefillah belachash.
You have an extra six people come in to the Knesset, you can do the tefillah hatzibur again.
Uh-huh.
For them.
For them, exactly. That's what the Rambam was telling you.
At least six.
Nahon, if let's say you have a group of 10 people who read daven shacharit, and they're sitting around learning on the daf yomi now, okay? And six people wander in and say, "We haven't heard yet chazat hashatz. We'd like to. Can you help us make a minyan chazat hashatz?" The answer is yes, and we do it for them. But why? They're very davened. No, because there is an inyan for them to hear tefillat hasibur, and for that, and as long as there's a majority who haven't heard tefillat hasibur, you can do so.
With six, huh?
Six or more. From this Rambam, we see, therefore, very, very plain, very, very, it's very plain and very clear. It's impossible to understand the Rambam any other way. The Rambam has taught us now that there are two types or two levels of tefillah. There's the tefillah of the Ahid, which is the tefillah belachash, and there's the tefillah of the Sibur. And when the Rambam speaks in this whole perek Shmini of Ilchot Tefillah, which is devoted to tefillah b'sibur and related issues, and the Rambam begins the perek by saying tefillah hasibur nishma'af tamid, and then in halacha dalet he defines for you what is this tefillah hasibur that we're discussing, and he says yeah, had mitporel b'kol ramu hakol shom'in. The Rambam has just defined for you tefillah b'sibur and told you what is this tefillah that's always heard, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not reject. What the Rambam does not do in this perek, or in fact anywhere else, is to come out and say that there is an inyan that the tefillah belachash that a person says by himself should be said, if possible, with another nine people. In other words, that should be said at the same time that other people are davening. Or that's not clear from what the Rambam says. In fact, the Rambam doesn't say any such thing. The Rambam does not say anywhere in this perek, or for that matter anywhere else. We'll see. There's a teshuvah that will of the Rambam that we'll look at later or another time. But the Rambam does not say explicitly anywhere that there is an inyan or a miswa to say the tefillah belachash at the same time that other people are saying the tefillah belachash. In other words, if you read this perek of Hilchot Tefillah the Rambam, you will understand from here that tefillah b'sibur or tefillah hasibur is what we call chazat hashas, and the lachash part of tefillah is a separate inyan, and it makes really no difference whether it's said at the same time or not at the same time as other people. Whether this is in fact so, or whether there are other opinions, that's something that we have to discuss and learn more about. But it, from what we see here in the Rambam, you would never have any inkling that there is such an inyan of saying Tefillah B'Lachash with other people at the same time.
I've seen this. It would seem that there's a problem unless there's another source, you know. I've seen this. Somebody arrived. It happened, you know, about a month ago. I saw a rabbi arrive late after people had finished Micha. Yeah? After the Micha of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And they redid,
yes,
just for him, the first three brachot with everybody.
I know, that's a separate inyan. Let's not go into that now.
That's
whether that's good or bad or what have you, will, or whether it's correct or or not correct, we can discuss another time.
It's another set. But
now, regarding the understanding of the Rambam that I just presented, I'd like to show you or read to you what Rav Moshe Feinstein Zitzal writes in Igrof Moshe Helek Orach Hayim Helek Aleph Siman Kaf Heth. As Rav Hashem, next time we'll go through the Teshuvah of Moshe Feinstein and a few other sources where he discusses the Ma'ala of davening the Tefillah B'Lachash together with other people. In other words, Rav Moshe Feinstein claims, and it's not just his claim, he brings sources for this, in other words, other posukim, who say that there is such an inyan, there is a ma'ala to davening Shmonesre B'Lachash together with the Tzibur, in other words, at the same time the other people in the Tzibur are doing this. But regarding the Rambam, at the end of the Teshuvah, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes as follows. He says, "Wehineh b'Rambam lo masinu mevo'ar ma'alat tefillah b'sibur lehitparel yahad b'lachash b'asara." He says explicitly what we just learned. He says, in the Rambam, we do not see it explicitly written that there is an inyan to daven the tefillah b'lachash with 10 people. "Ulichora mashma shesover she'ikar ma'alat tefillah." Tefillah b'sibur hu rak hazrat hashas, and it seems from what he writes lichora that he holds, the Rambam holds, that the ikar of the ma'ala, the important thing about davening b'sibur is the hazrat hashas, which is what we just learned.
Yeah.
And then he brings what the Rambam says in Perek Heth in Ichot Tefillah, as we just learned it now. And he goes on to say, after quoting what the Rambam says in Perek Het, he says, "Uloi hizkir kan klal ha desrichim yitkal b'yachad b'lachash." The Rambam doesn't mention anywhere in Perek Het there's any inyan that you say your tefillah b'lachash together with other people. Ela b'perek tet halacha beth. If you look in the Perek Tishii for a moment, and Ichot Tefillah on the Rambam, the next Perek, there the Rambam in Perek Tishii basically is describing the way tefillah is done in the Beth Knesset. Perek Teth Halacha Aleph, he begins by saying Seder Tefilot HaSibur Kahu. This is the way the Tefillah is done by Sibur, and he goes on to say B'Shachar Kol Ha'am Yoshevim U'Shaliach Sibur Yored Yifnei Teva U'Omed Be'emsa Ha'am. In the morning everyone is seated and the Shaliach Sibur gets up and stands in the middle of the congregation Be'emsa Ha'am U'Mahil U'Omer Kaddish, etc. And then in Halacha Beth, after going through Kriyat Shema, etc., he says, "In Halacha Beth, Wahakol Omedim Miyad," and then everyone gets up, "Umitpalim Belachash," and says the Tefillah Belachash. "Umi Shelo Yodel Itpalel Omed B'Shotek Al Sheitpalel Shliach Sibur Belachash Im Shan Ha'am." He does not know how to daven; just stands and remains silent until the Shliach Sibur begins the Tefillah. Until the Shliach Sibur will finish his tefillah and everyone else finishes, and then he will repeat the tefillah. As the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, "B'har she'ifsua שליח ציבור שלוש פסיעות לאחוריו, מתחיל ומתפלל בקול רם מתחילת הברכות, להוציא את מי שלא התפלל. So the Rambam says, and then when everyone's finished davening, the tefillah belachash, then the shliach tzibur says the tefillah again, matchil u'mitpalel b'kol ram mitchilat ha-berachot, lo hosi et mi shelo itpalel, in order to be motzi, he who has not davened. Why? And it was he who does not know how to daven, in other words. Because if he knew how to daven, he just would have davened himself now, correct? והכל עומדים ושומעים, and everyone stands and listens to the Chazal HaShas, ועונים אמן אחר כל ברכה וברכה, בין אלו שלא יעשו ידי חובתן, בין אלו שכבר יעשו ידי חובתן. In other words, everyone, those who already davened themselves, and therefore they would say their chova, and בין אלו שכבר יעשו ידי חובה, and those who already have davened. In other words, those who were יוצא ידי חובה, and those who were not יוצא ידי חובה. So, from the way the Rambam presents it here, it seems, and this is what Moshe Feinstein is writing at the end of that Shuvah, that the Rambam only mentions the Tefillah Belachash when he describes the way, the order in which Tefillah Besibur is done in the Beit Knesset. In other words, it's just a fact of life. This is how it's done. But he doesn't mention that there's any inyan that your Tefillah Belachash should be with other people who are davening Tefillah Belachash at the same time. He just says that this is the order of things. This is how it's done. You get up, you say Tefillah Belachash, you wait, then the Shliach Tzibur says his Tefillah. In Halakha Het, the Rambam says the Tfilat HaSibur is the Tfilat of the Shliach Tzibur, which everyone listens to. So the Rambam, so that now I go back to Moshe Feinstein. So Moshe Feinstein, at the end of Siman Kaf Het, and he wrote Moshe, he says, Shalom Mashma Shezeh HaIkar. אלא שכן הוא הסדר מאחר שכל הסיבור שם. In other words, it's not mashma from the Rambam in Perek Tet, that's the tefillah, that's the important part of tefillah b'sibur, just that's how it's done. Aval, having made this point, in other words, having admitted, Rav Moshe Feinstein admits that this is what it seems like from the Rambam, now the Rav Moshe Feinstein wants to claim that this is not so. In other words, it cannot be that the Rambam thinks there is no ma'ala or no chashivut to davening the tefillah belachash together. He goes on to say, "Aval iev shalomar ken." The habit shuvat haRambam shviya Beit Yosef siman kof kaf dalad mi harada Rabbi David Abu Derhem shehveti mefurash shehazarat hashas nitkenash ikara kadeh lohosi et sheino baki. In that teshuvah, which we'll look at another time next week, Bezrat Hashem. The Rambam says that the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur was instituted for he who is not baki, he who does not know how to daven. And in fact, the Rambam just said that also now, we just saw now in Perek Tet, he says it also. Ach bishvil ze tiknu shetiye kivu al olam, av shekulam bekiim. But the takana was that it should always be done, whether all the people in the Beit Knesset are bikiim and know how to daven by themselves or not. It always should be said.
Is that the only reason?
Well, that's the question. Rav Moshe Feinstein is assuming that is the only reason, because that's what the Rambam says in his tshuva. And we just saw also, the Rambam just says it also in Perek Tet, that's the reason. Lichorara, he says that's the reason. But I'm endeavoring to prove, at least to begin to prove in this shiur and Bezrat Hashem in the next shiur, that this is not the case. Rav Moshe Feinstein, at any rate, wishes to claim that the Rambam Vadai cannot hold that the Ikar of Tefillah B'Sibur is the Chazarat HaShatz. Why not? Because if the Rambam says the only reason it was instituted was in order to be Motzi Mishen or Baki, how can you say that something that was instituted only for that reason is the Ikar of Tefillah B'Sibur?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Nahon, it just doesn't make sense. ואם כן, says Moshe Feinstein, אי אפשר לומר שמה שתקנו רק להוציא את שאינו בקי, והבקי אינו יוצא בזה. And it's also not just that, that it was done in order to be מוציא מי שאינו בקי. It's also a fact, as the Rambam himself writes in Perek Het, which we didn't read yet this evening. The Rambam says in Perek Het that he who is בקי is not יוצא ידי חובה with the שליח ציבור. This requires an explanation, but the Rambam does say such a thing. The Rambam says in Perek Het הלכת Het, that Shliach Tzibur Musi et HaRabim Yedei Chovatan. כיצד? בשעה שהוא מתפלל והם שומעים ועונים אמן אחר כל ברכה וברכה, הרי הם כמתפללים. ונשלח ציבור דוון, זה ציבור אנצר, זה זיפתי דוונים. ועמד וממורים במי שאינו יודע להתפלל. This is true, however, only for he who does not know how to daven. אבל היודע אינו יוצא ידי חובתו, אלא בתפילת עצמו. He's only יוצא ידי חובה, he's only תפילה. So if you hold this to be the case, says Moshe Feinstein, you cannot claim that it's something that was instituted only for those who are not baki. And furthermore, something which doesn't even help a person who is baki, you can't claim that's the ikar, that should be tihyeh, as Rosh Feinstein says, tihyeh ma'alaf ha-sibur shenishma'at biyoteh, that's the ikar of the tefillah, something which you're not even yotzei lechovah with. That can't be. Walachen mukhrachim lomar shehem shnei inyanim. And therefore one has to explain, says Moshe Feinstein, that we have here two separate inyanim. Shema shekatav mitchila shenishma'at tamid v'lo yitpalel yachid kol zman sheyachol yitpalel ma'asibur hu b'shvil ha'tefila belachash shemitpalelim b'yachad asara b'nei adam. So Moshe Feinstein wishes to claim now that not as we explained, but that which the Rambam says in Perek Het Halacha Aleph, that tefilat ha'asibur nishma'at tamid, that's referring to tefillah belachash together, and that a person should not daven kol zman alone, lo yitpalel yachid kol zman sheyachol yitpalel im ha'sibur. This refers to tefillah belachash, mitpalelim biyachad asara bnei adam. Ve'rak bishvil ze adif ha'tefillah ha'sibur od yoter mi'ama'ala yitpalel b'mekom shelomdim mishitato sham. And it's only for this reason, this is the inyan, the reason that it's adif to daven, that you can only daven where one learns, as opposed to in the Beth Knesset, on the condition that one has a minyan there. That's for the purpose of davening tefillah belachash together, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Achar kach katav od davar shnitosef betefillat hasibur sheyachid mitpalel bekol ram v'kol shomim shnitkan ze b'shvil ha'inam bekiim v'shedin ze איקה גם ברוב מחויבים מהעשרה שסובר כשיטת הר"ן בשם הרמב"ן שחובת ציבור הוא גם רק ברוב חייבים, וחייבו גם את הבקיעים לעמוד ולשמוע, כתב אחר כך בפרק ט'. And there's a second עניין that there should be a תפילה או בשליח ציבור, which is it's a חובה for the ציבור to do so in case there are no, because of the possibility that there are those who are not bikiim, and they will be yitzer their chova in this fashion. In other words, Rav Moshe Feinstein is saying there are two inyanim here, and that I agree with. There are two inyanim: there's tefillah belachash and there's tefillah hasibur. I unfortunately cannot agree at all with Rav Moshe Feinstein's explanation of the Rambam. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zitzal is claiming that the Rambam's when the Rambam writes in Chof Tfila Perek Heth Alacha Aleph, that Tfilat HaSibur Nishma'at Tamid is referring to Tfila Belachash of 10 people together. And when the Rambam says that a person therefore should always strive to daven with a Sibur, it's referring to davening Tfila Belachash together. And he constantly uses the expression, the Rambam is using the same expression of tefillat asibur or lehitpalel basibur. And then the Rambam says in Halachat Dalad v'chesad hi tefillat asibur, and here the Rambam defines dichora what he's been talking about till now in Halachat Aleph and Halachat Beth and Gimel. The Rambam says that tefillat asibur is sheyeh ahad mitpalel b'kol rama kol shom'im. But Moshe Feinstein says, no, that's not what he meant before. This is a separate inyan, this is a new inyan. Before he was talking about something else, but the something else, namely tefillah belachash with 10 people together, mm-hmm. The Moshe Feinstein says what the Rambam was speaking of in Halacha Aleph, that it doesn't say in Halacha Aleph, it doesn't say anywhere. In other words, according to Moshe Feinstein, the Rambam is talking about something which he didn't even describe. The ha'ikar hasar min ha-sefer, the thing that the important thing, the ikar of tefillat ha-sibur, is left unmentioned. And the Rambam is describing something which he doesn't describe. In other words, he says tefillat ha-sibur is very important, he doesn't tell you what that tefillat ha-sibur might be. It's a very, very strange explanation on the one hand. On the other hand, one has to understand why the Rav Moshe Feinstein was forced to try and explain the Rambam in this manner. Because as Rav Moshe Feinstein says, we see in the Tshuva of the Rambam, and I don't actually know why he went all the way to the Tshuva of the Rambam, the Beit Yosef quotes in Siman Chof Kaf Dalet, we have it written in Furash in Perek Tef also, that the reason for the Rambam says lichora something which does require explanation, and that is in Perek Tet Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that Shliach Tzibur Mathil Umitpalel Bekol Ram Umitchilat HaBerachot Lehosi Et Mi Shelo Yitpalel והכל עומדים ושומעים ועונים אמן אחר כל ברכה וברכה בין אלו שלא יצאו ידי חובתן בין אלו שכבר יצאו ידי חובתן. From this halacha it's really clear that Shliach Tzibur Lichora is saying it only for those who are not baki, but there's a chova on everyone who's present to stand and listen and say amen, but really it's only for those who are not baki. And then later in the same perek in halacha later in the same perek he says in halacha heth
Gimel, he says both, it includes both of those who prayed with me. Both.
I'm sorry, not halacha perek, I think in perek heth, halacha Perek Heth Halacha Teth. Yes. Rambam says Shleach Sibur Mosiyat Harabim Yedei Chovatam. And then he says Bamed V'Amorim B'Mishan Yedalik Palel. Aval Yodei Aino Yosei Yedei Chovato Ela B'Tfilat Hasmo. This lichora contradicts what we understood before. This at least presents a problem, because here the Rambam seems to be saying that the Sibur, the Shleach Sibur, is only Motzi Yedei Chovah, is Motzi Yedei Chovah the Sibur. Whom is he motzi the chova? Mi sheno yodeh litpalel. Aval hayodeh eno yoseh the chovato ela betfilat hatzmo. In other words, from the wording of the Rambam here in Perek Heth Halachateth, it seems that the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur is not motzi the chova, someone who knows how to daven. But we saw in the same Perek in Halachat Dalet, the Rambam said that the tefillah of the Sibur is what we call Chazat Hashas, Shiyeh Had Mitpalel B'Kol Rama Kol Shom'im. And then the Rambam says, Ve'en Osim Ken B'Fachot Mi'Asara Wa'afil Oyu Miksatam Kva Yitpalelu, even if they already davened, Ve'yasui De'chovatan, and they already were Yotzeh De'chova, Mashlimim B'Hem Asara Wuhu Shiyeh Rov Asara Shlo Yitpalelu. Here we explained that obviously they're very davened. If they're in a shul together, everyone already said tefillah belahash, so they're all davened. So how can you ever have tefillah hasibur? How can you ever have such a thing where you can claim that there's a rov who haven't davened shelo yitpalelu? To claim that we're talking here dafka about that this halacha refers only to a situation where the majority of the people are not bekiim is also not at all reasonable. Therefore, what we have to understand is that the wording of the Rambam, in some respects, in the different places, is a little bit confusing, perhaps. Yes. But we have to understand what the Rambam is getting at. And the Rambam says that the Shliach Tzibur is not Motziya Dechova. In Perek Heth Halacha Tet, the Rambam says the Shliach Tzibur is not Motziya Dechova. That is being soter, that is contradicting what the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, when he says that the Inyan of Tfilat HaSibur is what we call Chazat HaShatz, and that has to be done only with 10 people. How do these things go together? If they know how to daven, they said Tfilat Balachash, they were with palel, him can it palelu. So what chova is him being motzi otam? What chova is there to do now, since the Rambam says in Halachatet that the Shliach Tzibur is only motzi misheno yodea? So we must understand, Ezra Moshe Feinstein says, yesh po shne inyanim. There are two separate inyanim here, but it's not, I believe, Ezra Moshe Feinstein explains. The two inyanim are as follows. There is a chova on the individual to say tefillah belachash, if he knows how. If he's a baki, if you're not baki, then you can't do it. You're anus. You don't say it. If you're a baki, you're chayav to say tefillah belachash, and that chova is unaffected by the tefillah of the shliach tzibur. If you know how to say it, you have to say it yourself. we'll discuss later why and when this came into being, perhaps, and other issues. But you are required to say a tefillah belachash by yourself if you're able to. There's a separate chova and a separate miswa of being part of a sibur that is saying tefillat ha-sibur, namely chazrat hashas, and that has nothing to do with whether you said tefillah belachash. So when the Rambam says in halacha teth that he's only mutzi, the shliach tzibur is only mutzi the chova mishe eno yodelit palel, it means to say he's only mutzi the chova of the tefillah mishe eno yodelit palel, because he who does know how to say the tefillah by himself is required to say tefillat belachash even after hearing the shliach tzibur daven. Let's say a person came to shul there, he heard the shliach tzibur daven, he heard the tefillah of the sibur, he said amen, etc. He was yotzei de chova, that miswa of tefillat ha-sibur, but the tefillah belachash he hasn't done yet. So if you're baki and you know how to do it, you have to say it afterwards also. The fact that you heard the shliach tzibur say the tefillah doesn't poter you from saying tefillah belachash. That's what the Rambam says in halachatet. That's what the Rambam means to say, that is only mutzi mish eno yodarit palel. Because he who doesn't know how to mitpalel can't say it by himself, so he can only rely on the shliach tzibur. He has nothing else to do. But when the Rambam says in halacha daled that tefillat ha-sibur is yeh had mitpalel bekol rama kol shom'im, and this is only done when you have 10 people, a majority of whom have not davened, shlo yatzu lechova, that means to say a majority of whom have not heard the tefillah of the sibur, because that's a separate chova, it's a separate inyan. Even if you daven tefillah balachash, you are now required to hear tefillat ha-sibur, and that's a separate inyan, and you're chayav to hear it whether you're baki or whether you're not baki. So these are in fact two separate inyanim, but not as I believe b'mechirat kevodo, not I think as Rav Moshe Feinstein explained it, but rather as we have tried to explain it now. And b'zat Hashem, in the next shiur will bring more proof for what we're saying here, and we will expand on these ideas a little bit more.
Rabbi would be